My dearly beloved in Christ, today we have a gospel which would seem a little bit out of place in the octave of the Nativity, since it's such a joyful time, because in the gospel we read those sorrowful words of Simeon to our Blessed Mother, "Thy own soul a sword shall pierce." We think of how our Blessed Mother had so much joy at the Nativity, but so soon after the birth of her son, she received her first sword of sorrow by this prophecy of Simeon, 40 days after the birth. And it does remind us that we all have crosses and trials throughout our lives, and that we must learn to bear these crosses because they are the means of grace and our path to heaven. But I also would like to reflect upon Simeon, who spoke those words to our Blessed Mother, and one other person in the temple at that time of the presentation who is mentioned, and her name was Anna. And the gospel says that Anna was a prophetess. She married at a normal age, young age, and lived for 7 years with her husband, and then he died. And then she lived as a widow in the temple the rest of her days. And it even says, St. Luke says, that she was in the temple night and day, praying to the Lord, worshiping God. And at the time of the presentation, she was 84 years old. So think of that time, from the time her husband died up until that moment, and then however many more years she had, she spent them for God. She spent them in the temple, in prayer. What a beautiful model for the elderly members of our parish on how to use those years of retirement, and how you should prepare for eternity with God by perhaps making up for the time you didn't have when you were working or raising a family and weren't able to spend as much time in prayer and spiritual reading. And now that you have the leisure, what a wonderful way to spend your time. Anna and Simeon are examples for older people. Simeon was a man who had such a yearning, such a desire to see the Messiah, and he prayed for the Messiah, that God granted his prayer and revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. And when our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph took the child Jesus into the temple 40 days after his birth, he was inspired by God. It was revealed to him, this is the Messiah, this is the Redeemer. And then he said those beautiful words, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." The so-called Nunc Dimittis. And so these two persons again, Simeon and Anna, are wonderful models for those who are in the golden years of their age. We think of children. Children who are going to school, who are growing up. Their role, their place during those joyful, carefree years of childhood, their role is obedience to their parents and their teachers, to be docile, to listen to the lessons and the guidance that they are given. We read of our Lord that he lived in Nazareth and he was subject to them, meaning his parents, Mary and Joseph. So he is the model for children. And then let us think about young adults who move on from their childhood, and they have to think about earning an income, perhaps getting additional education. And their lives are filled with dreams and plans of what they will do, who they will marry, or what their vocation is. And if it is marriage, whom they will marry, where they will live, what they will do for employment, and so forth. And then we get to the middle ages of life, when parents have settled down, they're raising their children, or perhaps single persons, And their time is spent in the concerns of daily life, daily existence, paying the bills, taking care of their children, making sure that they have what they need, giving them guidance and correction and counsel. And their days are very busy. But we think of retirement. This is a time when, sadly, in this country and no doubt throughout the world, so many older people waste those years. Those years when they are no longer able to work, or at least don't work a regular job, and they have leisure time. And you go into retirement homes today, and it is so sad to see people who just simply sit in front of a television all day long. And you think how their time is wasted, those precious years of retirement, of preparing for eternity, are wasted when so much merit could be gained by praying the rosary, by spending that time for the love of God, and so many waste it. Father Faber, in his wonderful book, Bethlehem, one of my favorite books, has a wonderful section on Simeon and Anna. And without taking a lot of time, let me read just a couple of passages. There is a little world of such souls as Simeon and Anna within the church, but it lies deep down, and its inmates are seldom brought to the light, even by the honors of canonization. It is a subterranean world, the diamond mine of the church, from whose caverns a stone of wondrous luster is taken now and then to feed our faith, to reveal to us the abundant, though hidden, operations of grace, and to comfort us when the world's wickedness and our own depress us. So, beautiful words that convey the beauty of those ages, those years, of old age, of retirement. He goes on, we must always keep our eye fixed on this obscure world of hidden souls, that private, unsuspected stronghold of God's glory upon earth, where so much of his treasure is laid up. So what a beautiful opportunity you have in those years of retirement, those golden years, to prepare for eternity, to make up for the prayer and spiritual reading that you didn't have time to do when you were so busy raising your children. And now that you have that leisure, use it to prepare for eternity. Look at the wonderful models of Simeon and Anna, who show you how to spend that time. Anna, what a wonderful model, night and day, praising God, spending her time telling others about God, and inspiring others with her holy life. And so often those years, those golden years, especially on the part of those widows and those individuals who really spend it well, they are hidden years, as they were for Simeon and Anna, but years lived for God and full of grace and blessings, and an opportunity to prepare for eternity with God, so that death then becomes nothing more than just a little change from living for God in this world to living with him in the next. May Simeon and Anna be a model for all of us, but especially for those who are now in that age, that stage of their life, when eternity may not be far away. May we all prepare well for that everlasting union with God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.